This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We are set up with Comrex, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, now is the time to book us if you so choose. We're going to be in California this up and coming month, and now it begins again. Last year was probably the busiest year in 20 years of ministry, and we were literally one in two different places across the country every single month. We intend to keep going that pace, moving at that pace, friends, for the very purpose of seeking and saving that which is lost. As William Booth rightly said, founder of Salvation Army, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. We're those guys. You can give us a call at any time, 1-866-233-0747 to book us. That website is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. We got some articles going up that are just unprecedented. We are giving you information that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to withhold from you on purpose. We're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. We're obeying God, and we're giving you the information that they mean to omit or pervert, as the Bible says in King James Version. So again, if you'd like to check out that site, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also watch us live, friends, if you'd like to, on YouTube. Sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. You can jump on live chat. We got tons of friends over there, and we totally appreciate every single one of them. Love your input and your insight and your loyalties to the Word of God, as well as 117 radio stations across the country. Friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and or go over to Before It's News. Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach. You can watch us live anytime you'd like to, friends. But again, you can watch us live visually if you'd like to as well. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11. 1 John 14:6, Acts 4:12. You get the point. Folks, I started to tap into something I was doing yesterday, and it's yesterday's news in the sense of what's happening today. Always got to jump on what's coming up concerning the issues that we face in this country. I brought up as foreigners to American government continue to illegally strip the people of their rights, right? Illegals can now vote, they can get license, welfare, and tax refunds. You ready for this? Without question. I'm going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. Before I do, I want to bring up something that I wrote in June of this year, just to show you kind of in real time as to how things work here concerning this ministry, this prophetic ministry, concerning the issues in which we face today. In June of 2019, I wrote an article. General Wesley Clark said 18 years ago, planned wars. planned wars. 7 countries in 5 years, finishing off in Iran. Did you hear what I said? This is all pre-scripted, friends. Remember what Roosevelt said, right? Nothing happens in politics. That's not first planned. Well, here you have it again. Now, if we go over to C.S. Lewis, he said, applicable to today's politicians, I say, here's C.S. Lewis, for you will certainly carry out God's purpose however you act, but it makes a difference to you whether you serve like Judas or you serve like John. Guess that 31 pieces of silver the politicians that have in their pocket today is good for them, right? Well, I hope they sleep well as well. But they should consider the end of Judas betraying the Son of God. He ended up committing suicide. Now, what happens, friends, as we begin to tap into the topic of, as foreigners to American government continually illegally strip the people of their rights, I did want to tap into this first and foremost. Forgive me. General Wesley Clark again said 18 years ago, planned wars. Folks, you've heard this before, but I want you to listen carefully. In every war, the truth is always the first casualty. But I want to end in a positive note. Well, if every war is started by a lie, then every war can be ended by the truth. And that's why I'm trying to show you, in action, prevention is better than cure. Now, you probably heard that question, are you willing to die for your country? You've heard it. And you know 9 times out of 10. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say no. But when you ask people, are you willing to die for your country? You, like myself, probably have heard the answer in the affirmative. Yeah, I'd die for my country. Well, that's honorable. It really is. But, however, I want to ask you another more important question. You're willing to die for your country, but are you willing to live for your country? That's more important. Because so many people are willing to sacrifice themselves for the good of others, and that's honorable again. But keep in mind, obedience is better than sacrifice. And guess what, friends? To live for your country takes an obedient heart as unto God by grace. Ephesians 2:8. Okay? Would you live for your country? Because there's a whole lot of people in this country, friends, that are doing nothing more than talking. That's how they're living for their country today. And so, folks, faith without works is dead. I mean, and what it comes down to is these people are hearers of the word, but they're not doers. They're deceiving themselves, right? And if you go over to Titus 1:16, it says that they profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being disobedient and abominable unto every good work, a reprobate. That means without the Spirit of God. Titus 1:16. Read it when you get a moment. Now, again, I ask you the question, would you live for your country? If your answer is yes, then you may want to know what your government is now advocating for concerning what's taking place in Iran. I wrote this in June. Okay? For now is the time to live for your country by standing up and putting a stop to this warmongering that's taking place today. Here again, the U.S. government and the warmongers, the military-industrial complex, are now casting into the minds of you, the American people, through the media propagandists, that Iran must now be dealt with, all the while ignoring corruption and crimes in their own country as to how American politicians need to be dealt with lawfully. I want to say that again, and I want you to listen carefully. The Bible says that judgment begins in the house of God in the book of Corinthians. But apparently to your government, friends, judgment begins in other countries. You've been promised one thing, but what you're being delivered, friends, by the same administration that's there today is just the exact opposite. See, they want to cast into your minds, friends, how these evil monsters in third world countries need to be dealt with. But just like today, friends, we found out that Brennan has committed the act of treason, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and not a thing has been done about them. Who's lying to you? We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about General Wesley Clark said 18 years ago, planned wars. Planned wars. This is right after September 11th, for those that did not know. General Wesley Clark said 18 years ago, planned war. Seven countries in 5 years, he said. I'm going to play this for you in just a moment. Finishing off Iran. Wow, this is crazy. It's like magic. They pre-script it, and then, you know, somewhere down the line, a new president, it's all teed up for him, and then he provokes war. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Well, now, I know everybody's saying, you know, they're protecting us from terrorists. Really? Have you done your homework as to who is those that have brought forth the terrorists? Isn't it interesting how they just have a free hand on a global scale? And their crimes are condemned, but they themselves are never condemned. No, terror, folks, are the brown shirts on a global basis is what's taking place. They're the brown shirts creating the problems, friends. So the dictators that want to be friends come in as the problem solvers. It's the oldest trick in the book. Terror defined Oxford's English Dictionary is government by intimidation. Is that what's happening? Yep, it's what's happening to third world countries right now. What are you talking about? Well, as I said right before the end of the last segment, the U.S. government here again and the warmongers, the military industrial complex, are now casting into the minds of the American people through the media propagandists, the CIA, that Iran must now be dealt with. I wrote this in June. And all the while ignoring corruption and crimes in their own country as to how American politicians need to be dealt with. In other words, they need to be dealt with, but you know what? Our corrupt politicians here, no, they don't need to be dealt with. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. It gets better. Read Amos 5:15, Matthew 7:30 through 5, okay? 1 Peter 4:17. Everybody needs to be dealt with except corruption in Washington, D.C. You have been deceived, Americans. You know, furthermore, when the fighting begins, you can rest assured that it will not be the warmongers fighting. See, politicians, friends, love their country so much that they're willing to lay down your kids' lives for the preservation of what they mean to create here in America, an American empire. Again, it will be your sons and your daughters fighting and bleeding and dying in their unconstitutional wars while making millions for the military-industrial complex, paying off their buddies. You do know that we were warned about this in 1961 by President Dwight Eisenhower, correct? Here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. This was January 17th, 1961, President Eisenhower's farewell address warning the American people about the military-industrial complex. Listen.
States. Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Okay. Now, friends, that was enough because he said what needed to be said. That was Eisenhower in 1961, January 17th, his farewell address, warning the American people about the military-industrial complex. You know, I want to just rewind just a moment here because I was just highlighting the fact that the U.S. government and the warmongers are now casting into the minds of the American people through the media propagandists that Iran must now be dealt with, all the while ignoring corruption and crimes in our own country. Okay? I have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, former FBI agent John Brennan, guilty of treason. Joe Biden and his son friends, treason. They're not fraternizing with the enemy friends. They're committing the act of treason. They're selling you out, right? Article 3, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. We know that Hillary Clinton has sold out the American people and committed the act of treason over and over and over again, just like her husband did back in the 90s through his impeachment process when he was actually guilty of selling military secrets to the Chinese. Okay? Barack Hussein Obama just this week was called out for his transactions illegally taking money from America and handing it off to Iran. Well, then why is he still free? How come Donald Trump is so adamant, friends, about going after these third world monsters that need to be dealt with, but he fails to deal with the monsters that are allegedly attacking him all day? Are you really that foolish, America? I believe that many of you are, and you deserve exactly what you get, and you're going to get it. But, friends, I was just highlighting the fact that the fighting's going to be done. It's not going to be done by the politicians. It's going to be done by your boys, okay, and your girls. I want you to also keep in mind that Henry Kissinger said of your boys, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. This is what he said. Now, just so you understand, from this chair comes nobody in this country that honors righteousness more than me. Just for the record, especially when it comes to our military. Okay? Because being in the military is honorable. I come from a military family. But it's not honorable when you help war criminals commit crimes against innocent nations. Now, I'm not saying Iran's innocent, but I am saying, folks, just in time. Just in time. And I also wanted to reiterate the point for those that don't understand the fullness of what's taking place here by fueling and helping in a new world order. You do understand, friends, that you have 737 military bases in 148 countries. Did you delegate that or authorize that authority to your said representatives? Well, you know, one lady said to me, but we're protecting the world. Shouldn't have to do that, but we do that. No, 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 no. They're not protecting the world. That's how they sold it to you, that we have to intervene into these third world countries because we need to protect the people there. Isn't that interesting, friends? Well, in America, politicians sanction the murder of over 4,000 babies a day. Haven't you figured this out yet, America? You should be ashamed of yourselves. You have 737 military bases in 148 countries. There's 196 countries. Since when and where, I ask, in the Constitution, does it give delegated authority from we the people to our said representatives to authorize putting up military bases in other countries? If you think I'm stupid, then set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to do that for me. Don't send me your emails. Don't send me your texts. I want you to get on the radio and show everybody how ignorant I am because I don't understand. No, I understand. And the writing's on the wall. And this has been going on far too long in this country. We've been warned over and over and over again. And here we are now today, friends, being told about how Donald Trump's inciting a world war. One guy seen right through it. And what he posted is World War III trending as Trump fulfills neocon dream of provoking war with Iran. Of course he is. Of course he is. And notice how it's aimed at a third world country one more time. And notice how he fails to prosecute those that are allegedly attacking him all day long. You do know, friends, that this is driving opposition through that created opposition, right? To lead by opposition, right? To do what? To drive more support to Donald Trump's base. Yesterday, I shared with you, friends, that he raised a record number of $103 million for his next campaign. The more they attack him, the more money Donald Trump makes. The more they attack him, and the more the media attacks him, and the more that you call the left and the Democrats attack him, friends, guess what? His support base is growing. You're setting yourselves up, is what you're doing. Now, I want to say this, friends, again, it's honorable to be in the military, therefore make it honorable by upholding the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, against all enemies, both foreign, and don't forget about those domestically, friends, because those are the ones that need to be dealt with, and it's long overdue. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Pentagon is sending about 3,500 more soldiers to the Middle East following the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. Defense officials say additional troops will be deployed to Iraq and Kuwait. The move comes on the heel of an American airstrike in Baghdad that took out General Qassem Soleimani. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News Soleimani was a bad dude.
You know, Soleimani was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans. He planned, executed attacks on Americans, gave IEDs to Shia militias in Iraq that are responsible for over 600 American deaths. So this guy has been a force of destruction and death in the region for a long time.
The first storm of the year in the eastern United States will produce a lot more rain than snow and ice. Heavy rains will soak much of the south and east on Friday and move up the east coast over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got a caller from Minnesota. I'll take you in just a moment. I want to make this final point, and I want to play this audio for you from General Wesley Clark. I want you to understand, friends, how this is being teed up, because as the media propagandists now begin to ramp up their efforts in brainwashing you, the American people, with a dictator in another country that we need to go to war against, do remember that this was all forecasted again many years ago by General Wesley Clark. He had shared with us 18 years ago that Iran will be one of the seven countries that our military will be used to take down. And after all, he said, we have a good military and we can take down governments. Listen to this, friends. This is craziness.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know.
And they laugh about it.
They don't know what else to do.
The adults laugh.
So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, he said, He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Okay. So, friends, there you have it right there. This is over 18 years ago. And there's still people in this country that try to justify what's taking place here. Well, I mean, this is craziness. You know what's interesting, too, friends? Has anybody taken the time to see how much money Dick Cheney and his little subordinates made off the Iraqi war? You just heard General Wesley Clark say that there was no connection between that and September 11th. I played the audio that George W. Bush, the president during that time, friends, said that there was no weapons of mass destruction. But the American people, to justify themselves, still gave them the green light to go ahead and attack a country that did nothing to us. If you want to talk about Saddam Hussein, friends, why don't you look at Donald Rumsfeld and the CIA? They were the ones that put him up. Hello? Oh, nobody wants to talk about our responsibility. That's why, America, you're in trouble. I also wanted you to take note, friends, that many of those people that call for war, just you need to do your homework on these people, because many of them are draft dodgers. They're draft dodgers. Okay, they want a war, then let's send them, number one. Number two, you know how you end a war? By telling them that they're going to have to fight the war. That's how you end the war. And as I started off, friends, that truth is always the first casualty in every war. How about this truth and applying this truth to end the wars? Because prevention is better than cure every step of the way. We're going to take Steve from Minnesota. How are you, Steve? Appreciate you calling in.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I didn't call to set you straight, though, because I usually, if I find myself disagreeing with you, I just assume I'm wrong. But
really?
We've been friends a long time, so I just kind of figure that way. But, you know, what I find interesting, because, you know, like your brother and all of us that have served, you know, I was in the first Gulf War, and everybody just assumes you got to praise us no matter what, because if you love the military. But how is it helping us to waste us and send us where we shouldn't go and dishonor us in sending us to dishonorable things? It just amazes me that people aren't responsible with the usage of the military. You know, if you love the military, you don't want it to be used improperly. You don't want to risk unnecessary life.
Well, I don't think they really care about life as long as it's not their kids. If this is, my calculations are right, and during the time of the Vietnam era, it's my understanding that it was okay that everybody's name came up in the lottery, but when the sons came up concerning those in Congress and representative positions in our government came up, all of a sudden it was time to stop the war. And this is how we stop war, America, is we need to begin to send these people. I remember years ago when MTV was out, and I was just a punk kid. And I remember, I forgot his name. He's from the band Genesis. He was the singer that came up with a video, and he showed world leaders fighting inside of a ring. And that's exactly what people need to do. And it's always been a great wonder to me, Steve, how people will just, you know, basically follow these leaders into war. And it's interesting as well, as our forefathers taught us that if there was a war that was worthy of fighting, they were the ones to lead it up. Not no more. They just send your sons and your daughters. How does that work?
Let's for the sake of argument, let's say maybe there is a reason to go to Iran or, you know, have a fight with them. Well, that doesn't mean it gives us right to kill innocent civilians in fighting that war, and it doesn't even mean that it's smart for us to fight it there. I mean, if we were to fight defensively and make ourselves strong over here, that would be a smarter defense. I mean, constantly destroying ourselves economically to roam the world and make certain people rich is not necessarily a smart defense policy. It's an aggressive policy.
I want to interject something there, because when I was in Israel back in the 90s, I remember when some of the things that were taking place. And when I was in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem area, I remember a stabbing took place. And the guy that was actually hosting us being there in Jerusalem told us, now what's going to happen is when this gets back to the American press, it's going to be this party's fault, and these are going to be the innocent ones. When in fact, the opposite was true. Now, I have a question for you, Steve. How is it that every single time that we are in a war, America's in a war, why is it always their fault? And yet we see in Washington, D.C., corrupt politicians committing crimes against we the people all the day long. And don't forget, like I said earlier on, these are the people that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. They lie to us 24-7. They've been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And then all of a sudden, when they tell us that Iran is bad or Iraq is bad and Afghanistan's bad, Vietnam and whoever else is bad, we're supposed to take them for face value and follow their lead? Come on.
Well, years ago, I gave a speech, and in it I said, the Bible says if a man's ways please the Lord, he even make his enemies be at peace with them. And I said,
that's right.
Frankly, our national security should have been to end abortion at any cost, because we have no right to national security when 60 million of our citizens have been murdered and killed, and it's a slaughter industry. What's it matter if it was foreign, domestic, or whatever? They were destroyed. They didn't get any constitutional rights from anybody. You can't take away my constitutional rights to give them to somebody else. Their mothers had no rights to kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Major General Smedley Butler, Steve? He's a two-time Medal of Honor.
Yes, he's as far as a racket.
Listen to what he said. I got the quote right in front of me. Our boys were sent off to die. This is World War II. Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and to die. Who would know better?
Well, one of the things I like to do every Christmas is that on one of the websites I like to read, they always have stories about the ceasefire during World War One, when the Christians on all sides decided that it was wrong for their leaders to be telling them to kill each other. And on the battlefield, they stopped. And it just drove the leaders nuts because it was so hard to get them to fight again. But it was trench warfare. The leaders should have been on both sides executed for crimes against humanity to send human beings out to just run at machine guns. I think they were just mass killers trying to kill each side. I think that there's no way that people can be that stupid that they would send people off to do that. I think they were just evil people that enjoyed killing, seeing a lot of death. And what better place for a serial killer than to be a general?
No doubt. No doubt. And here we are today. Steve, I totally appreciate your phone call as usual. I really do. And I love your insight. I really do. And friends, I just got to say this. If you want to end the wars, the way to do it is to send them. You know, well, we're told right now, this is live, friends. This is happening today in your country. Well, we're being told how bad Iran is. I just highlighted the fact that your politicians are being called out for treason, namely John Brennan, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all of these other people in federal government and positions where they believe that they're above the law, which they are not, friends. They're only above the law if you think they're above the law. Donald Trump hasn't prosecuted a one of them. And somehow or another, you have in your minds that he is the victim. But isn't it interesting he can incite war with a third world country because we have to deal with that evil monster over there, but he fails. allows to deal with corruption in America. You know what's going on right now, friends? The United Nations, while we're attacking Iran, the United Nations is now hiring English-speaking disarmament officers in the United States of America, as are your politicians voting for more illegals to come into America. Just to put it into perspective.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to highlight some more things here for you, friends, if you don't mind, as to what's going on. I just highlighted the fact that the UN are hiring English-speaking disarmament officers in New York right now, while your said representatives in Virginia are fixing to disarm 90 counties out of 95 counties in their state. Okay. The president of the United States is going after Iran, which, by the way, just follow me and you won't get confused here, okay? The president is now inciting war with Iran, okay, to establish another military base, you can rest assured, to add to the other 737 that we have in 146 countries. We only have about 50 to go, friends. These are people that are withstanding, resisting the New World Order. You can mark my words, okay? Just like I said to Steve, isn't it interesting? Every war that America fights, we're never wrong. But also keep in mind, Donald Trump is advocating war over in Iran for some, you know, he's got to paint in our minds as to how bad they are and they need to be dealt with, while he overlooks the likes of treasonous Hillary Clinton, treasonous Barack Hussein Obama, treasonous John Brennan, James Comey, The list goes on. And somehow or another, America, you have drank the Kool-Aid in, believing that somehow or another that he is the victim of those that attack him, but now he's got the power to go attack a third world country and to wipe them out. But he can't do a thing about those, the commander-in-the-chief, friends, right? Article 6, Section 2, who's to faithfully execute the laws found in the United States of America. He doesn't apply that law to those treasonous ones in federal government, does he? No, he doesn't. And it's also interesting to note that while your eyes are on Iran right now, you have the United Nations hiring people to disarm Americans. Okay? Just, I want you to think through this, okay? I also highlighted during the end of last segment that, friends, in Idaho right now, they're going to bring in more immigrants from the Middle East. They're Iranian. By the way, guess what? They're Muslims. Iran, 99% of it is it's a Muslim nation. What do you suppose they're bringing with them, friends? What do you suppose they're bringing with them? They're bringing their culture in with them, right? They're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. But did you know that just the other day in the Sons of Liberty Media.com conference, January 1st, a Muslim imam in Gaza, Islamic jihadi who killed three Americans at Pensacola Naval Air Station, was righteous and overcame with compassion for the Islamic nation. Did you know that in Minnesota, friends, this week they're going to take another vote concerning bringing more immigrants from Somalia into the state of Minnesota? You're being diverted every direction that you look, and it's purposed. Remember James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of the U.S. Constitution? He said, no nation can endure continual warfare. Who's doing it more than your corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media? Nobody is. Nobody is. So when you're being diverted concerning all these bad people, they're bringing them into the United States of America during the same time. You're paying attention to Iran, but are you paying attention to the fact that they want to bring more into the United States now? Matter of fact, they want 5,000 more Muslims in public office in the United States of America this next cycle. Anybody talking about that? Nope. Nope. You're being lied to, America. You're under the righteous judgment of a just and holy God. That's where your job, America, right now is to repent before a just and a holy God. You have violated his law, and you have chopped it up into a million pieces, friends. You are guilty as H-E double hockey stick. And you need forgiveness. And the way to do that is to read Exodus 20, God's moral law. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24, work and do no more. And you put your faith into Jesus Christ. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost, John 16:8, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. To work godliness in you that you might be born again, John 3:3. Also read 2 Corinthians 7:10. Look what's happening while everybody's eyes are diverted away from what's really going on in their own country. You know, it was Abraham Lincoln who knew better than anybody, that old tyrant. He said, our government rests in public opinion. You know, the fact of the matter is, we are a constitutional republic, we all know this, and we're ruled by law, not by opinion, or the opinions of others. Right? But he knew back in the 1800s that our government rests in public opinion. He said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. What are they constantly doing, friends? They're constantly playing the emotions of the people. They're constantly setting this warfare between the left and the right, only to conquer, Mark 3:25. And they're doing this on a global basis as well with the help of CIA. And Americans know it. And they stand back and they keep talking as if to suggest, friends, that nothing bad is happening here. Nothing bad is happening here. I just want to give you a quote from a famous field preacher. His name is John Wesley, on Islam. Because you are being infiltrated, friends. He said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws, and grinding them with their iron teeth. that numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries, which were once as the garden of God, are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. You say, Bradley, that's just crazy. Really? Look to where they came from. What's there besides rock and sand? Slums. Lack of everything. Because they fall under the curse. There's a difference between, folks, a blessed nation and a cursed nation. And you've got your doors wide open because you allow the Judases at the door to continuously sell you out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. They're selling you down. By the way, they're selling themselves down the river too. They just haven't figured that out yet. And sad to say, when they figure it out, it's going to be too late. But America, over and over and over again, I am constantly blowing the trumpet as to wake you up as to what's going on in your country. In your country. In your country. On sonsoflibertymedia.com today, I started off saying I was going to talk about foreigners to American government continuously and illegally strip the people of their rights. We're finding now illegals can now vote. Listen to me carefully. Illegals can now vote. They can get their licenses, friends. They can get welfare. 68% of those that are on welfare are illegals in the United States of America. And they are receiving tax refunds without question. Who's under attack, America? Who's under attack? I need someone to explain all this to me because, I mean, I just feel sometimes people just think I'm so far out there, but I'm laying the fruit in the basket right in front of you and saying, what are you seeing here? And what's interesting is nobody can dispute the fruit that I'm laying and that I have laid out in the basket. I wanted to give you this number really quick. I think this will please everybody. Did you know that illegal immigrants are getting tax returns to the tune of $4.2 billion? Did you hear what I said? Why wouldn't they come? Hey, folks. You ever heard of Clo-Word Piven? It's a system where they allure people into the country on a welfare system to break that financial system. That's what's happening. And again, you're constantly having me going over here. And I can feel it to my right. It's France. It's Germany. It's the UK, friends. If you think what I'm telling you is so far-fetched, then why is it that those countries are being plundered? By the way, in many of these countries now, they're finally starting to wake up as to what's really going on. That their politicians have sold them down the river. They're responsible for the death of their own citizens. And now they're beginning to find out the hard way. We don't have to learn that way. That's all we have to do is study a little history to understand what's going on in our country today. Because it's happening here today. We have no excuses. I say this all the time, that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. There's no excuse, friends, as to why we don't stand up and say, well, don't say, well, there's no sense. No, really what it comes down to, you're the problem. It's that you don't want to do anything about the problem. And I want to tell you that you are a part of the problem. And this is exactly why the Lord lays on wicked people who know to do the right but do it not. That's why he calls them wicked, and they will have their part in the lake of fire as to where exactly they belong. Okay? For the rest of us, now is a prime opportunity. It's a prime opportunity to prove the God of Israel. He's the one that said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. The history of the church is our back has always been up the wall, and then guess who intervenes? Amen. Hallelujah. We'll talk to you in 23.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.